Okay, so anyways, yeah. So on page 290, on the last sif of Simon Kuf Yud Tes. So it's Kuf Yud Tes, Dalad, page 290. So the Mechaber says, Shliach so yesterday we talked about what happens if an individual forgot a bracha in Shmon Esrei. So we discussed that. So how about if a chazan forgot something in Shmon Esrei? V'lo Amar, for example. V'lo Amar Anenu. He didn't say Anenu. So you know in on a Tanis, so Anenu is a separate, before Reina Be Anenu, we say Anenu. As a separate bracha. A, well, maybe, and they caught him. B, maybe not. we all know that. V'lo amar anenu, lo yachzor. So even though when the chazan says Shmon Esrei on the Tanis, it's a separate bracha. Right? It's a separate bracha. So he missed a bracha. But still, doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Afilo ma'adayin lo gamar rak refainu. Even though he just finished refainu, right? He's just there. So he's right there. So, but still, he doesn't have to go back. And Mishnah Berurah explains, even if he said Baruch Atah Hashem, and he didn't say Rofei Kol Ha'amim, well, he doesn't have to go back. But if he found before that, if they caught him, you know, it could be he's going very fast, forgot an Einu, and then they run up to him. He started Refa'inu, but he didn't say the Baruch yet, and they caught him then. You can picture this happening. Even if he said bracha atah, since he didn't say the bracha yet, he says anenu. You know, as he would say, right, since he didn't say Hashem's name. Now, now Mishnah Berurah explains that this is by chazan. Let's say an individual. We know individuals on a tiny seaboard, it's not an independent bracha. It's an add-on to Shema Koleinu. So if a yachid, a private individual who's supposed to say in Shema Koleinu forgot to say it, so again, as long as he didn't finish Shomea Tefillah, he said the bracha rather, so then he doesn't have to go back. He doesn't have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei, because again, it's only on the, I hate to say only on the, it's an add-on. But again, the Mechaber is Tambel Beirchish. But then that is, even though it's an independent bracha, and you forgot the bracha, he would not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. V'im Chazar, and let's say he did, right? You can picture this happening. The Chazan said, Bracha Tashem Rofei Chol Ha'am Yisrael, somebody runs up and said, you forgot Anenu. So he went back. Went back, said Anenu, said the bracha, and then said Refainu again. So then the Mechaber says, Bracha levatala hi. So bracha levatala. Mishnah Berurah explains it as I said, because since he said Refainu, he's going to have to go back. Anenu. He's going to have to go back and say Refainu again. So as we said yesterday, so that the Shmon Esrei is in the correct order, right? That order is very important. So he'll be saying in correct order, and he doesn't have to go back and repeat it. So therefore, that Refainu was a bracha levatala.
Can you extend this to all the brachas? If he does not, if the chazan doesn't get to the Baruch Atah Hashem at the next bracha, he can go back and repeat it.
Right, but it could, let's say if he forgot a bracha,
right, exactly.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Amir Tosham. Ramah adds, "Elo yomar aneinu b'shomei tefillah kiyachid." So what does he do? Well, he could still sort of recover it, because what he would do is say it in Shomea Tefillah, like a private individual. Now, again, Mishnah Berurah explains that if he forgot it then, so then it's gone. Again, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei for this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's all with a chazan. But again, if it's a private individual, you could say it after when you you could say it after you finished Hamrachas Amay Yisrael Bashalom, before you say Elokein Netzor. You can even say it then. Let's see. Then the Mishbura also here in Kofiut Tes at the end in Yurches talks about what happens if the chazan is not making a mistake, but it's a fast day, and he's about to say Aneinu, and there weren't 10 fasters. So then you wouldn't say Aneinu. But then, after he did Refa'enu, another guy walked in. Let's say there were 9 fasters. So they have 10 people. They have enough for a minyan. They don't have fasters. I don't know. Somebody has a medical condition. So it's legitimate. So the person's not fasting. So they didn't have 10 fasters. So they're not saying Aneinu.
How do we know?
They tell. We know. We know. So like I know certain people have medical. I know we can have count them for... Let's say, So now one guy walks in, or whatever amount you need, to make it that you now have 10 fasters. The only problem is the chazan already said Refa'enu. So then what? So the Mishnah Berurah again says, so good, we'll say it in Shema Tefillah, like we just said. How about the other way? How about if he started Shmoneh Esrei, and again, you can maybe have 20 people, but you had exactly 10 fasters, and one guy left, so now you don't have 10 fasters. You got a minion, but you don't have any 10 fasters anymore. So, as if it's before the chazan gets to Aneinu, so then he can't say Aneinu. So Mishnah Berurah says, Tov shiyomar az b'shomei tefillah. Especially say it in Shomei Tefillah, because as we just said, in Shomei Tefillah, you're not really losing anything, right? You're not saying it as a bracha. You're just saying it like it's just an add-on to Shomei Tefillah, so you don't lose anything. But last case, let's say you know what's going to happen. The chazan, we had 10 fasters. Again, we have plenty of people from the minyan. We only have 10 fasters, and somebody walks out. The chazan started on Aneinu, right? That's obviously the third possibility. Right, the third possibility is somebody left, somebody came, somebody left, but we started on Aneinu. The guy said, Aneinu, Hashem, Aneinu, and somebody walked out. That guy walked out. Now, again, we still got a minion. But he started, that doesn't make a difference anyway. But anyways, but that guy happened to be a faster, our 10th faster. So here, the chazan started on Aneinu already. Started on Aneinu. So could he finish it, or should he stop on the diamond? So Mishnah Berurah says he finishes it. Could finish on Aneinu. Okay? Good. Meretz Hashem, Bli Neder, hopefully. Tomorrow we'll start Kuv Chaf about Ritzei. Very interesting thing about the Bracha Ritzei. Talk about tomorrow. Very interesting, my focus about Ritzei. Hopefully we'll get